welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? Gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. It's a slow Sunday afternoon and the club has filled up Papa Chuck's little shop to the brim. They each are working on some little project, and while they saw or sand or paint, Papa Chuck is doing a little work on them as well.
Well, it sounds like you have a pretty good chance at the championship game.
Looks like. We're doing great this year.
To tell you the truth, it's CJ's pitching that's made the difference.
He shoots them over the plate like a bullet.
I've seen him do it. You think God always wants you to win?
Well, sure. We pray before every practice and every game.
I guess. Well, if we do it right, he wants us to win.
Do teams that never pray, never think about God, ever win?
All the time.
Sure they do.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Maybe God wants us to win sometimes and lose sometimes.
But if you are a Christian and do what God wants you to do, you'll win.
Papa Chuck, which is it?
Goose has it right. Sometimes we learn more, grow more from losing than we ever could from winning. The Bible's full of people that have lost or failed, and they were the better for it.
Well, why do we practice if God might want us to lose?
Winning or losing is less important than how you do it. A wise old bear taught me that we should work hard, but work to please God. Let Him take care of the rest.
So we should practice hard and play to please God.
I like it. That should be our team motto.
Ooh, that would be a great one.
Not everyone on the team even believes in God.
That makes it especially important that you all play to please God. It may not seem like it, But those on the team that don't believe in God, they're watching you. Watching to see if, well, Christians are any different. Practice hard, play to please God. Do that, and they'll know you're different.
I'm ready to paint this.
Looks good, Goose. Just sand off the corners a little bit more, and I think you've got it there.
Thursday afternoon was their next game. And before they played, they did pray and whispered their new motto to each other.
Play hard and play to please God.
Things were going very well that day. Their team, the Cavalry, was ahead of the Seagulls, 5-2 at the bottom of the fourth. CJ's pitching, and he's got the hot hand today.
Strike two!
Timeout! Timeout! Everybody, come in on the pitcher's mound. Come on in, Sammy.
What's up, Coach Fox?
How you feeling, CJ? How's your shoulder?
Good. Tired, but good.
We're gonna win this one!
Did you see that catch?
Yes, I did. Good work, Jeremiah.
Thanks, Coach Fox.
All of you, you're doing a great job.
Just one more strike, CJ, and then we're up to bat and halfway to the championship.
I'm ready.
You look like you're struggling a little, CJ. Stacy can pitch for a while.
He's doing great.
I'm fine.
Lay ball!
Now, just keep it loose and lay it in.
Strike three, you're out!
Yeah, another one bites the dust.
CJ, you did it! You were like major league! You okay?
Great job, CJ. What's wrong?
I don't know. It's my shoulder.
You can't be hurt. We're headed to the championship.
Coach Fox, CJ's hurt.
CJ, you okay?
It's my shoulder.
Can you move it?
Barely.
He's gonna be all right, right?
I expect. Let's just see what Doc Lowell thinks about it. Here, CJ, hold your arm steady. I'll walk him over and be right back.
Hunt, cover me.
What do we do, Coach Fox?
You finish the game, Goose.
Who's gonna pitch?
Well, Stace, looks like it's up to you.
But I can't! We need him!
You can do it, Stace. Nah. Just fire him over the plate.
I have Jeremiah pitch.
Me? No way. You're a whole lot better than me.
Stacy, you need to pitch. Go get on the mound. Give it your best shot. We'll be back shortly. Come on, CJ.
Unfortunately, Stacy hadn't practiced pitching as much as CJ had. She did her best, but the Cavalry still lost. And it wasn't the last of the bad news that day, as they found out when they went to see CJ outside Doc Lowell's office after the game.
You what?
I pulled something in my shoulder. Pulled it bad.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm supposed to wear this sling for a month.
What?
A month?
What? What's the matter? What did he say?
CJ can't pitch anymore.
Oh, there goes the championship.
I have something to say.
What?
This is really bad.
Thank you, Goose.
CJ will be out for the rest of the season. And it also means you'll have to pitch, Stacy.
Me? My pitching just lost us the game.
We'll be like a ship without a captain.
You just need more practice, that's all.
Are you nuts? We need you.
We'll be like an army without a general.
Now we'll never win a championship game.
Are you kidding? We'll never win any game.
We'll be like a team without a pitcher. Hey, I'm under a lot of pressure here.
Our pitcher's wearing a sling. We don't have a chance.
Look, you guys, this is a good team. And Stace, you are a good pitcher. You just need to practice.
CJ, you're our captain.
I'll be at every practice and every game I can. I just can't throw. It's all about practice. We can do this, okay?
Okay.
We'll practice.
We promise.
Stace?
I guess we don't have much of a choice, do we? Okay.
Hey, guys. This is a hard thing here. But you just have to step it up. We've got 3 games to the championship. Only 3 games to win. We can do this. Stace, just get up there and give it your best. Maria? Sammy?
We call the fly balls, Coach. We know.
All right, then. Come on, CJ. Let's get you home.
That night, CJ had a terrible time getting to sleep. His shoulder was hurting so bad he couldn't relax. So he decided to crack open his Bible.
Then the Lord came down on Mount Sinai, to the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain.
How long will you be gone, Moses?
As long as the Lord desires.
But who will look after the people?
My brother Aaron and the priests will look after your affairs.
Moses, we're frightened.
Consecrate yourselves and wait on the Lord your God. He is faithful and will not forget you.
The next day, Stacy and Goose were walking downtown past Mr. Peeble's store, still feeling the loss of their star pitcher.
CJ's not even coming to school today.
That's what I heard.
Are we gonna practice this afternoon?
Yeah, for all the good it'll do us.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ned.
Hi, Ned.
CJ's staying home today.
I wish there was some sort of magic spell that would make us a better team, or at least make me better.
Hey, look what I found.
A penny.
Find a penny, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck. Doesn't really rhyme, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's kind of like lady and baby. Sing it how you want. It just doesn't rhyme.
Let me see it. So you think this is a lucky penny?
No, not really.
Not really.
Well, it can't hurt. I mean, at this point, we need all the help we can get.
I don't think we're going to get it from a penny.
Stacy!
Hi, Mr. Peebles.
Just the girl I'm looking for. You won!
Won? Won what?
Won Super Ice Cream Sundae with all the trimmings.
Wow!
I just pulled your name out of my contest jar. Saw you walking by and thought I'd tell you. Congratulations!
I've never won anything before in my life.
No kidding. Well, looks like your luck is changing.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Hi, I'm Abijah from Chester, Pennsylvania. You know what I like to listen to the most? Paws and Tails, of course. Don't go away. We got Pocket Full of Paws and Tails coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Ned the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about Paws and Tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
Well, Goose decided to keep the penny in a leather marbles bag. That afternoon, she took the penny bag to practice, and it was the best one the team ever had. In fact, it was exceeded only by their next two practices. Stacy had to bring the penny bag to their next game. Stacy pitched up a storm, and when it was all over...
You're up! That's the game! Cavalry wins 6-3!
Stacy, you did great!
We all did, thanks to the penny!
Yeah, I guess it really is, lucky.
Shouldn't we pray now? Papa Chuck said we should always...
That is some penny. We're bringing it to every game for the rest of the season. This little coin is gonna win us the championship.
Meanwhile, CJ's shoulder was healing, but it was a constant source of pain and aggravation. He'd spent much of the last couple of days staying indoors, and since he couldn't do much else, he just kept on reading from Exodus.
Then the Lord spoke all of these words, saying,
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
The next couple of days were filled with great practices and high expectations from the cavalry baseball team. Stacy made sure that Goose brought the penny back to every practice and every game. Well, anytime they made a great catch or threw especially well, they figured it was on account of that lucky penny. Things were going so well they decided to have extra practices.
I'd never have believed it. Stacy, you have suddenly turned into one good pitcher. We really have a chance at the championship.
Thanks, Coach Fox. Where's the penny, Goose?
Oh, yeah, the penny. Here.
This is our secret weapon, our lucky penny.
A lucky penny. When I was a kid playing ball, we had a guy on our team. We called him Scrub. He had this short buzz haircut, and before we took the field or went up to bat, we rubbed him on the head for good luck.
You don't think it's a little weird?
Nah, it's just a little bit of fun. What could it hurt? If it makes you feel better, play better, I say what's the harm? Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Hi, CJ.
How are you?
How's the arm?
Okay, sore, but okay.
Good to have you back on the field, son. I gotta go, guys. All right, see you tomorrow with the game.
See you, Coach Fox.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stacy, you guys were great.
I know.
I mean, really good. And your pitching? Whoa.
I know.
I knew you had it in you. See what practice does?
Well, not just practice.
What do you mean?
It's... Well, Goose, show him the lucky penny bag.
Oh, yeah, the, penny. Here it is.
You have a lucky penny?
CJ, I know you're not gonna believe this, but the penny in the bag is dripping with luck.
Luck? I didn't believe it either at first, but it's true. Tell him, Goose.
Right. Well, Ned is really better at this sort of thing.
I'd be happy to. After Goose found the penny, Mr. Peebles pulled Stacy's name out of a bowl, and she got a free sundae.
Whoa.
And, well, you saw how well we were playing. It really works.
I'm not so sure it's all that lucky.
The penny works.
Maybe you should keep it from now on.
No, that could ruin everything. It's been lucky while Goose has it. Goose, you gotta be the one who keeps it.
Well, penny or not, it looks like the cavalry is getting closer to the championship.
We're going to the championships.
Well, the cavalry were very excited about that lucky penny bag and their much improved chances of winning. As far as the club goes, they were no longer praying before and after each game. Seems they'd forgotten about their new motto, play to please God. And to make it worse, Stacy actually had everyone of the team touch the penny bag before they went up to bat, and when they took the field each inning.
Come on, you guys. A touch for luck and we're ready to play.
That's right.
Go, Stacy! You go, girl!
Problem was, Stacy pitched unbelievably well, and the cavalry won and won big. They were on their way to the championship game.
Stacy, you were incredible!
See, I told you the penny was lucky.
We need to thank God for how well we did, don't you think?
Sure, okay.
My mom brought snacks, everybody. Come on.
Goose, come on and bring that penny bag.
We're gonna be champions.
Woohoo!
This is not good. Not good at all.
Hi, I'm Zion from Barrie, Ontario. Don't go away, there's more Present Tales coming right up.
Hey there everyone, Dave Carl here. We want to put your kid on an episode of Paws and Tails saying something like this. Hi, I'm Henry from North Carolina. If I could spend the day with CJ, I'd want to build a treehouse together. Now, we have some suggested scripts for you waiting just inside the clubhouse. We can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Record them, send them in, and we'll broadcast them to the world.
Before the big game the next day, CJ asked everyone in the club to meet him during recess.
Everyone here? Okay, there's something really important I need to talk with you about.
I've never played in a championship game before. I'm so nervous.
Ned, you don't need to be. We have our lucky penny bag. Show us the penny bag, Goose.
Yeah, don't forget the penny bag.
That's what I want to talk to you guys about. Goose, can I see the penny bag?
Sure.
Why?
I want to hold it while I read you a story.
A story?
Whoa, I love stories.
Just listen and use your imagination.
Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, they went to Aaron and said to him, "Make us gods that shall go before us." And Aaron said to them, "Break off your gold earrings and bring them to me." And he received gold from them, and he made a molded calf. Then the Lord spoke to Moses.
"Go down at once, for your people, whom you have brought up from the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed to it, and said, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.'"
And Moses went down from the mountain, and he was carrying the tablets of the testimony written by God. And when he came near the camp, he saw the calf and the people dancing and singing around it. And Moses was very angry.
Moses, it's come back.
"Hear, O Israel, what have you done? Why have you forgotten your God who does not forget you?"
"We did not know what became of you, Moses."
"You obstinate people, you will pay for this, and you will repent before the Lord your God."
"Moses, please!"
"Is that it?
Is that it? You don't get it, do you?"
"I do. That lucky penny is our golden calf."
"Oh, my gosh, come on. I don't think so.
What are you talking about? CJ?
CJ, we were just having a little fun."
"I thought it was just fun, too, until I read this last night."
"Why are you taking this so seriously?"
"At first, I didn't. It is serious. You guys, and me too, we were counting on a penny to make us win."
"We haven't prayed before or after our games for weeks. Seems like we kind of forgot about God."
"Please, we aren't worshiping the penny. You guys are blowing this way out of proportion."
"Well then, you won't mind if I throw the penny away?"
"No!
Stop it!
"What?"
"The penny was not lucky."
"We lost until we found the penny. Since then, every game we've played with the penny, we've won."
"No, we didn't."
"We did too win."
"Not with a penny."
"We all touched it before we batted. We touched it before we took the field."
"Well, we did have the penny for that one practice, but on the way home that day, I stopped into the general store and, well, I used it to buy some licorice."
"You, what?"
"You mean since then, we were touching some other penny?"
"Well, no."
"Goose!"
"I didn't have another penny until allowance day. For the next two practices, it was a button."
"A button?"
"I can't believe it."
"But since then, it was 10 times better because I put a dime in the penny bag. Until, well, I was in the pharmacy and Mr. Peebles had some bubble gum, but for the last week, it was a penny again."
"Oh, that's just great. I don't know what to say. Sorry. I guess I got pretty weird."
"Yes, you did. Okay, I did too."
"Do you think we were worshiping the penny?"
"Well, that was an awkward question."
"Oh, I'm kind of embarrassed."
"Okay, guys, why don't we go practice some? Let's go run a few drills."
"Good idea." "Yeah,
let's go, guys."
Yeah. "Come on, guys."
It's the bottom of the ninth at Wildwood's Championship Baseball Playoff Game, Division 2. Ooh, wild pitch by Stacy Clemmer. She's just not playing her usual great game. And now Stoney Barkley up to bat. It's the pitch. Ooh, and Stoney Barkley hit that ball. Going, it's gone out of the park. Home run. And that's the game, ladies and gentlemen. The Scorpions win the championship.
Well, the very disappointed Cavalry shuffled into the dugout.
"Hey, you guys. You played great. Really great."
"We were so close."
"We caught the fly balls, Coach. Every one of them."
"You guys were great.
I'm proud of you, every one of you.
Thanks, Coach.
All that work for nothing.
Nothing? Hey, I'm sad we didn't win too, but Stacy, we were in the championship game. Come on, wake up here.
And we did it the right way. We played hard, and we didn't forget about God this time.
I guess.
Hey, kids.
Hi, Mr. Peebles.
Hey, Mr. Peebles.
Listen, I've got some root beer floats for all of you at the pharmacy. We're very proud of the cavalry. Great job, Stacy.
Well, how about that?
Thanks, Mr. Peebles.
You know, maybe you should have used the penny. It wasn't a lucky penny. There's no such thing. Well, even if it's not really good luck, it could have helped to make you feel better. More confident.
Yeah, well, we went a little nuts with the penny thing.
But if it helps to win...
It didn't help us to win. It just made us forget why we play at all.
Really? And why is that?
Well, we play...
We play to please God.
You play to please God?
Yeah. We practice hard and play to please God.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. Sounds a little like something Papa Chuck would say.
That's true.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Anybody ready for some root beer floats?
Yeah. We'll be right there. We need to do something first.
You gonna pray again?
We sure are!
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll meet you at the pharmacy.
Okay, Coach.
See you in a bit.
Play to please God. That is quite a bunch of kids.
We thought we had one lucky penny.
We thought it would win us the game. But the power it had wasn't any.
And the Lord says trust only in His holy name.
So we play to please God. We play to please God. Center field, outfield, or in. We'll give all we've got. And if we win or not, we'll play to please God. Yes, we'll do it for Him.
It's like Moses told the people of Israel a long, long time ago.
Don't put your trust in an idol. There's no strength in silver or stone.
'Cause if you go that route, it's like you strike out.
That's why we trust in the Lord God alone. Yes, we play to please God. We play to please God. That's because He's number one.
Bad call.
It's like missing a throw.
It's like dropping the ball.
But if all of your life God is first in your heart, it's like being at bat.
A swing and a crack.
And a smack. It's out of the park.
Yeah. So we play to please God. We play to please God. Center field, outfield, or
to order a copy of today's program, Whose Name is Jealous? Just log on to pawsandtails.org. Whose Name is Jealous? Was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, Play to Please God, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.